Hello, everybody. This is Miss Joni of Miss Joni's Bible Study. I will be off for Lent and probably won't be back on until April. Lord Jesus, love us all and please take care of us. Here we go. I planted a little rose bush. I tended it with care. The buds began to bloom. Their sweet fragrance filled the air. But when winter came, it withered. The petals dropped and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it faded. But I forgot who made it. He said, roses will bloom again. Just wait and see. No more what might have been. Only God knows how and when. But roses will bloom again. Rose was his only sweetheart. His loving wife for 40 years. Cherished every day they had. And held the memories dear. He never dreamed he'd bury love, but don't want to live alone. When he laid his rose to rest, he looked to heaven and tried his best to believe that roses will bloom again. Just wait and see. No more what might have been, only God knows how and when. The roses will bloom again. The precious rose of Sharon, broken and bruised in a cruel shame, stained across the Calvary so that men might be saved. Stained and cheered as he died, for Mary and the others cried. Then Dom raised him up from that sleep, that he might keep a promise only he could keep. Roses will bloom again, you just wait and see. No more what might have been, only God knows how and when, but roses will bloom again. Here we go. Hang on. Sorry for any noise. Here we go. 1 Kings chapter 17. And then Elijah, the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except in my word. And then the word of God came to him, said, get away from here. And go eastward, and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook of Cherith that flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise and build the Sipra, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So she arose and went to Sepphoris. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was gathering sticks. And he called her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And she was going to get, so he told her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, has the Lord your God lived? I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Then Elijah came to her and said, do not fear, and don't do as she has said. But first make me a small cake from the first, and bring it to me, and afterwards make some for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the bin of the flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of the oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now, it happened after those things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, what have I done with you, O man of God, that you bring to me my sin to remembrance and to kill my son? He said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room, where he was staying, and laid him on his own bed. And then he cried out to the Lord, saying, Oh Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodged by killing her son? And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried to the Lord God, saying, Oh Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. And then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down upon the room into the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, see, your son lives. And then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord is in your mouth, is the truth. Here we go. Come on. Sorry for any background noise. I'm going to try and fix that. And then Elijah, the Tishbite, inhabitant of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be a dew or rain these years except in my word. That was the original King James Version. This is the newer version here. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here. Turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed you. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. As it happened, while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Yeah. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise up and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have provided a widow there also to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her, and said, please bring me a little water in the cup that I may drink. And she was going to get it. As he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. Then Elijah said to him, do not fear and go, and do as you have said, but make a small cake from it first, and bring it to me. And afterwards, make some for yourself and some for your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour you shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of the oil dry until the day the Lord sends the rain on the earth. So she went away, and according to the word of Elijah, she and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor the jar of oil went dry, according to the word of the Lord God, which he spoke by Elijah. And now as it happened after these things, the son of the woman who owned the house became sick, and his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, What do I have to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring sin to the remembrance and to kill my son? And he said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him down on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, saying, O Lord my God, have you brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodged by killing her son? And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray this child's soul come back to him. When the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room to the house, and gave him to his mother and said, see, your son lives. And then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is the truth. Thank you, Lord. Love you. Please take care of us and love us all. I got one more thing to do here. Illness fills the heavens on crucifixion day. Some say brain, but I don't know if it's true. Or that I can just imagine 10,000 angels cry. That would seem like rain to me and you. The angels all stood by, also ready to take him from the tree. They waited for the words from his voice. And when he asked the Father, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" they watched the Savior die of his own joy. Never seen 10,000 angels cry, but I'm sure they did as they stood by and watched the Savior die. God turned his head away, he turned fear aside. He must have looked like rain when 10,000 angels cried. As the sun slipped away, the skies turned to gray. And when Jesus gave his all, that's when tears began to fall. Never seen 10,000 angels cry. Then sure they did as they stood by and watched the Savior die. God turned his head away, he couldn't bear the sight. Must have looked like rain when 10,000 angels cried. It must have looked like rain when 10,000 angels cried. Lord Jesus, love us all, please take care of us.